At 6:20, this is KERA News. I'm Justin Martin. DACA's days are numbered, and that's generating strong reactions across Texas. Since 2012, the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program has given legal protections to more than 120,000 Texans. The Trump administration's decision today to wind down DACA came after Texas and nine other states threatened to take legal action to stop it. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton spoke on CNN today.
We're pleased with the result. We're grateful that he rescinded this and that we're now under a president that is actually following the Constitution and acting within the scope of his authority.
Paxton also added that the state will no longer go to court over the matter. KERA's Stella Chavez caught up with one DACA recipient, a University of Houston graduate student who's struggling with two big challenges.
Karen Lee knew DACA wasn't a permanent solution, but the timing of this latest announcement angers her. She's tired and still reeling from the impact of Harvey. And now this.
It is definitely heartless. This will go down on history, and it's not going to look pretty in history books, no matter what.
Aside from water leaks, Lee's Houston apartment wasn't damaged in the storm. Her mother and two sisters left their mobile home before Harvey hit. Her dad stayed, but had to swim away with their five dogs after their home was swamped. The 27-year-old is worried about her family. She's been trying to convince them to stay with her and her husband while their home is repaired.
We don't have any money right now, so we had to do a fundraiser, an online fundraiser for them. Man, I'm thankful that people were very kind and donated, so we're going to be able to get that fixed pretty soon.
She was born in Hidalgo, Mexico. Her father came to the U.S. first to find work. The family followed. Lee was 10 when she arrived. She and her sisters earned DACA protection, which keeps them from being deported and allows them to work. Lee blames both political parties for the country's immigration woes.
The Democrats set up the mass deportation machine that the Republicans now have. They also asked us for our information in exchange of working permits. So they're just as much guilty. It's the whole political system that is not working.
Lee's currently enrolled in art school at the University of Houston, and she works for a union that represents sanitation workers. She says she doesn't want anyone to destroy her dreams.
I know I have everything stacked up against me, but I also have beautiful community here in Houston and in this country that loves me, that knows that I have fought for them.
For now, she says, she'll continue fighting for herself and other DACA recipients, starting with a protest this evening. In Houston, Stella Chavez, KERA News.
On Tuesdays, KERA's One Crisis Away project looks at life on the financial edge. Today, an essential item that runs out quickly and many families can't live without: diapers. Toddlers need 6 to 8 every day, and infants can go through up to 12. In the aftermath of Harvey and with Hurricane Irma cranking up in the Atlantic, KERA's Courtney Collins reports diapers are a key element in outfitting a shelter.
Hermonique Lowe left Galveston County the Thursday before Hurricane Harvey hit, not knowing what would be left after the storm passed. And she did it with a 3-month-old. She says living in a Dallas hurricane shelter with an infant is no picnic.
So it's kind of stressful because the baby's crying. You know, the baby's stressed out too because, you know, we're in a new environment. So.
And unlike traveling with an adult or an older child, trekking north with baby Jameer is a lot more work, Lowe says. Housing a baby takes a lot of supplies.
Diapers, wipes, Similac, clothes, bibs. I mean, we have to travel with all that.
Something that's hard to do when fleeing a hurricane. And Lowe isn't the only one with diapers at the top of her list. Mother of five, Daphne Griffin from Port Arthur, says being able to change your baby into a clean diaper is a need, not a want.
They can catch rashes. They can get infections. You got to have it. Like, you have to have diapers. And like right now, we have a virus going around the center, so diapers are going extremely fast.
Griffin's 9-month-old, named, believe it or not, Stormy, caught that virus.
But she's going through almost 22 diapers a day.
And that's what makes keeping diapers stocked after a disaster so challenging. You can't ask babies to ration them, and it's impossible for evacuees to bring all they'll need while they're displaced.
Diapers are specifically a problem because First off, families go through, you know, babies use a lot of diapers, so the space and the need for those is constant.
Joanne Goldblum is CEO of the National Diaper Bank, an organization that connects corporate sponsors and community groups to provide diapers for people in need. Right now, that means sending truckloads of diapers for babies and adults who need them to disaster areas. Goldblum says babies are obviously happier and healthier when they have enough clean diapers to get through the day. What people may not understand, she says, is that goes for moms, too.
We know through research that we did with our colleagues at Yale that maternal stress and depression are highly correlated with diaper need.
And the need isn't just where the storm has been. Shelters set up in unaffected areas like North Texas are desperate for stock, too.
Many people evacuated and are in the surrounding communities, and they have great need because they left with the clothes on their back.
That's what Daphne Griffin did, more or less. First, she gathered up her mom, dad, husband, and five kids. As far as supplies, she grabbed what she could, but had no idea how long she'd be gone.
We were on bottles, diapers, clothes. Didn't think that we were going to need a lot than what we brought, and the little that we did bring, we ran out of really quick.
National Diaper Bank CEO Joanne Goldblum says most evacuee families are in the same boat.
What we say here is small things impact big things, and something as small as a diaper can make a difference.
And she hopes it will, because people who have lost homes and cars and are struggling to put their lives back together shouldn't have to wonder where their next package of diapers is coming from. Courtney Collins, KERA News.
You can find extensive coverage of the aftermath of Hurricane Harvey at keranews.org, including a story by Stella Chavez about a Houston mail carrier. She does her job while wearing a breathing mask because of all the mold and construction dust floating through her neighborhood. College athletes rely on trainers to tape sprained ankles and ice sore muscles. Treatment is rarely available, though, for an athlete's mental health. Today on Think, Chris Boyd talked with ESPN commentator Kate Fagan about how colleges are beginning to address this gap and how they care for student athletes.
What's going on with young student athletes today in terms of rising rates of anxiety and depression is mirroring what's going on in the general population, where there are also rising rates of anxiety and depression. And so athletic departments are starting to realize that 10, 20 years ago, there was an issue there that maybe wouldn't be prevalent for them and it wouldn't rear its head frequently within a single athletic department. Now that's unlikely. Now it's probably the case that there are numerous student athletes within an athletic department who could benefit from having a full-time mental health professional on the athletic department staff, and yet the numbers within college sports of, let's say, Division I programs, I think it's probably around 10 to 15% right now of Division I programs that have a mental health professional full-time on staff. Those numbers, when compared to the amount of resources poured into the physical bodies of student athletes, are really low. And I think athletic departments are starting to realize that they need to do a better job of providing that, those kind of resources for their student athletes.
Kate Fagan is the author of What Made Maddie Run, The Secret Struggles and Tragic Death of an All-American Team. This episode of Think airs tonight at 10, and you can subscribe to the podcast at think.kera.org. Should be partly cloudy skies this evening, a chance of rain later on with a low around 67 tonight. Tomorrow, sunny with a high near 96, and tomorrow night, mostly clear, low around 62. It's 6:30. This is KERA News.